Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right, let's get into the word. Colossians 2 and 10. Amen. Are you excited? You know, some of you don't even feel we are spiritual because of the song and the way we sang it. Or maybe if I had been like, oh, Adula, then you may have felt probably more spiritual. Now, I'm not in those jokes, okay? If you are spiritual, you are spiritual. If you are not spiritual, you are not spiritual. There is no tone that makes you more spiritual, right? Just flow with the Spirit. The Bible says, for as many as are what? They are what? And now you have to resist that urge that makes you feel like saying some out of this world sound. Human them is what makes you spiritual. Resist that urge. Somebody that comes and does, oh, Adulam, Ayao, oh, secret place, Ayao, and somebody that comes and says, what's the song that this man of God sang, this psalmist, about the secret place? Trying to remember, give me any song about the secret place that is precise. Anybody? Oh, well, is that popular? Maybe something very casual. Is that a popular song? I know the song, but I can't remember. Who song? Okay. Ah, what a mistake. I'm so sorry. I truly forgot. And it's everybody has, most of us have, that we have that background. When the song comes, we'll sing, they will now forget it. It's not right, okay? Yes, which is very precise. It's a popular song, right? We all know the song. So let's use the song. It says, now, first one is, oh, Adonai, Ayao. There's a song like that. I'm not trying to mock nobody, all right? Just listen with an open heart. See, I don't hate anybody. I'm not beefing anybody. I'm not against anybody. Even if I say any doctrine that contradicts another person, and if I speak ill of a particular doctrine, it doesn't mean I hate the person. I'm just trying to protect the sheep God have given me against such a false ideology, because it has the potency to destroy your work with God. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So that doesn't mean I hate anybody when you see me hit on wrong ideologies and right now. It seems so deep, right? It sounds like it's more serious. Oh, Adonai, Ayah, then there's this beat that comes, that they play. Maybe they use. Oh, give us a sample. I'm sure you've heard those songs. Yeah, it's on strings. Oh, Adonai, Ayah, Ayah. Yeah, so it's. So it seems like you are in the third heavens. It seems like you are so deep. But it's more like an illusion, because you don't even understand what you are saying. Then you now come to the song that says, oh, under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. I will stand still and not be weary, for your word is my solid foundation. I will run. Now, between the second one and the first one, which one makes you understand you are worshiping a God? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So is this, even if it's 1 billion people, some of you, your problem is that you cannot survive alone. You don't know how to survive alone. You are a people's person. Let me put it like that. If something is not popular, you know, if a lot of people don't say you are okay, you don't feel okay. And that's a bad sign that you will not go far. You must be comfortable doing something alone if it's the truth. I think I entered this church one time, I heard that sound. I can't really remember. And immediately I rebuked the sound. Because it didn't make any sense to me. What is, secret. What am I saying? Now, when you are done with those things, you will think, you'll be in this illusion that you are spiritual. Meanwhile, you can go back home the same way. Nothing truly changed. And that's one of the problems we're having. I can't say for other nations because I'm more familiar with my nation, Nigeria. I think that's one of the problems in the body of Christ. People just assume spirituality because they are sounding quite odd, off point, out of the box. It's not every time you try to be odd. Jesus was very normal with people. I hope you know that. He was very normal. He ate. Even ate in the house of Zacchaeus. He ate pig. He was very normal with people. He laughed with people. He joked with people. He played with people. He sat with people. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So that you are spiritual does not mean you must try to be odd. In fact, there are some people that are spiritual to them to the extent that they don't even talk to their neighbors because they are very spiritual. You are not spiritual, you are just being foolish. You can't talk to your neighbors. It's when something hooks you, you will know. You don't know that having good relationship is God's idea with people. Let me show you this scripture, how a prophecy was fulfilled in the Bible. Some of you will be very shocked seeing this for the very first time. 1 Samuel 38. We're going to read downwards. You will see how relationship aided prophecy to be fulfilled. Can we read together? I want to go. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. You know, some of us have prophesied this scripture. But do you know the way it came into manifestation? It's not the way some of us are actually anticipating it to happen. Go to the next part of scripture, 9. And keep on reading, everybody. So David what? Went. And he had 600 men who were with him. And he came to the where those who were what? Next part of scripture. Everyone read. But David pursued, and he and 400 men, for 200 who were so weary that they could not cross the brook. Next part of scripture. He was going to fulfill what God had said, right? Then they found what? And brought him to what? And they gave him what? And he what? And they led him to what? They didn't beat him. Oh, watch carefully. They didn't claim they were God's choicest people. Now see the advantage of this relationship they created. Next part of scripture. The Bible says, and they gave him a piece of cake, of figs, and two what? So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him. For he had eaten no bread, nor drunk water for 3 days and three nights. Next part of scripture. I know some of you just enjoy that part because your strength came, food. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong and where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, servant of what? And my master what? Because 3 days ago, I fell sick. Next part of scripture. We made an invasion of the southern area of the world. In the world. And of what? And we what? Next part of scripture. And David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? So he said, swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. Now, you see, deal. They were nice to the guy. They had a deal. If they were not nice to this guy, if they didn't give him food, they would have not known that this guy knew the path to where they were supposed to go and fulfill what? Prophecy. The Almighty God gave a prophecy that one young sick man, it was through him that David fulfilled this prophecy. Are your eyes open to something here? Sick man who had not eaten for... How would you even imagine it if you were the one, if you were David, that God told you Almighty that you were going, there is someone sick person. Will you not leave him and go and fulfill prophecy? But if they had a bad character, if they were always not nice to people, that's how they would have not fulfilled prophecy. Because they would have not been nice to that guy. And God didn't tell them, hey, that young man who is sick, he has the answer to what I've told you to go and do. He knows the pathway. God didn't tell them. He left them to their character. No matter what God has said to you, I always say to you people, your character will determine whether you fulfill it or not. You must have a track record of living the way God wants you to live. And that's why I joke about the song the other day. The wonderful song people have been singing. I wonder how many streams that song will have on Spotify. That song that says, favor, it surrounds me like a shield. Such a beautiful song. I see a lot of people singing it. And one time I was just tempted to say in my heart, I said, hope people that have bad character know that this song will not work for them. It's the truth. It wouldn't work. Are you all here? Are you listening to me? So, one thing you must, I want to really hit in this place tonight is the fact that, alright? The fact that being spiritual, alright? You know, Paul warned against such people in the book of Timothy. Can we get to those scriptures where Paul spoke about vain babblings? 1 Timothy 4 and 6. Even in the beginning, when Paul started writing, let's see from 1 Timothy 1:1. I'm just opening the first part of the letter and I'm seeing Paul even warning Timothy. And I want everybody to read from verse 1. Every one of us, let's read. One to go. Next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. Is it out? Let me see from verse 3 again. He said, I urge you when I went into Macedonia, remain in what? Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. You seeing that? Because doctrine is very important. Please, everybody, just follow me, okay? Don't be distracted. Verse 4. Then he said to Timothy again, nor give heed to what? Fables. And what? Endless genealogy. You are seeing that? Endless. It has no end. Fables. Which cause dispute rather than godly edification, which is in the faith. It causes dispute. Endless things that have never been heard. You just want to sound deep and you are sounding crazy. Are we together? Next part of scripture. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. Next part of scripture. Is it from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk? next part of scripture. There are deep things that he's speaking about here, but because of time, let's just hit the nail on the head. They are desiring to be what? Teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things they even affirm. Meaning some of the things they are saying, they don't even understand it. Oh, Adolam, Ayao, Ayao. What is the meaning of what you are saying? Does it have a meaning? Okay, you singing it and feeling spiritual. Why are you feeling spiritual? Are you in a cave called Adullam? Listen, God is not haphazard. Alright? You can't assume things with God. You can't just sit down. Worship must be done in spirit and truth. If you are not saying truth, you are not in worship. You must be speaking truth and saying truth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It may be popular, but if it's wrong, it's what? It's wrong. Like one time I stood against a chant here. I was wondering, why would somebody stand up with such a chant? What is that? And the funniest part is everybody feel anointed. It's your faith that is working for you. It's not that the presence of God is strong and mighty there. But when you see somebody enters a sincere worshiper, lifts a song, you were mighty in this place. Faithful God, you were mighty in this place. Abba Father, you were worthy of my praise. To you, our hands we raise. You were awesome in this place. They look at him. He's not sounding deep. He's worshiping God. You are hearing the English he's saying. What he's saying is making a lot of sense. But the one that come, oh, Adonai, you see people doing, what are you reacting to? You want somebody to be crazy before he sounds spiritual. And when we are done with all our things, the whole world still wants to hear Hillsong. Because they are following, they are carrying them to where they know. You are carrying people to where they don't know. They want to follow, but they don't know what they are trying to do. You know, as I'm talking now, somebody will say, Pastor, you don't understand the things of the Spirit are foolishness unto men. Man. It's me you are telling the things of the Spirit are foolishness unto men. Man. To men we utter foolishness, but in the Spirit they are mysteries. So I'm the man now, you are uttering foolishness too. Oh God. If I tell you my age and tell you when I started preaching, you will know that I'm supposed to be close to a bishop now. Even if I'm very, very young. So by God's grace, I can tell you what works. And what is just assumptions. You know, you are thinking you are there, but you are not there. And that is why a lot of people, after all of these decorations in church, assumptions in church, practices in church, when they go back home, they are disappointed in themselves. Because they see themselves doing things they are not supposed to do. That's why Paul said, in vain they worship me. Why? Taking as doctrines what? The teachings of men. So you go back home, you are so excited, you caught something, you go back home, it's more like vain worship. Then you see yourself doing things you're not supposed to be doing. Somebody may say, Pastor, what if I hear these words of life and I find myself doing? Then you don't know how to meditate on the word. You will not just listen and go back home and see it working. It must be your meditation. What did the Bible say in the book of Psalms 1? What did he say in Psalm 1? Let's see Psalm 1 from verse 1 before we come back here. Psalm 1 from verse 1. I want everyone to read. Then we'll come back here. Don't forget media. We'll come back here. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of what? The ungodly. Nor stands. How many of you know Satan does not want you blessed? Lift your hands. I mean, you know that Satan does not want you blessed. He has come but to what? To what?
to what? Meaning if God say, I want man like this, Satan will want man opposite of what God wants. I hope you know that. Now God is saying the way to walk in the blessing is when you walk not in the counsel of what? The ungodly. Do you know if Satan wants to take you out of the blessing, he will send a lot of counsel to you of the ungodly? He will open you to a lot of, to opportunities to hear counsel of the ungodly. You hear wrong advice from certain people, even friends and sometimes even family. You must know whose voice is speaking. It's not just human beings you'll be looking at. Satan is speaking every time. God is speaking every time. That is why even though Jesus had 12 people, he decided by the Spirit. He picked 12 people by God Almighty. In fact, he is God. He picked 12 people. Yet he was not just haphazard in listening to them. At a point in fulfilling prophecy, Jesus, even though he was the one that picked, he said, get behind me, Satan. To the person that eventually became the head of the church. Eventually that person became the head of the church. Yet Jesus was in it on his guard. What did he say to Peter? Get behind me, Satan. It was not Peter he was speaking to. It was the voice that was coming out through Peter that he negated. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? That sometimes you are so familiar with somebody, and that's why Satan wants to use that person. And of course, that's why sometimes God will want to use that person too. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So if Satan wants to take you out from the blessing, he will cause you to be to have that opportunity to listen. He will bring opportunities for you to listen to counsel of the ungodly. You see wrong advice. You start hearing wrong advice from certain people trying to take you out of the path of destiny. Sometimes it can be family, I repeat. That doesn't mean that you can ever be enemies with your family. No. But you can refuse what is wrong. Always you have that opportunity to do that. Pastor Simon, I just recognize that my sister or my father or my mother, Satan is speaking through them. I don't want to have anything to do with them. You are on your own. Peter became the head of the church. Even though God spoke to him and said, get behind me, what? It doesn't mean you should just cut off from them. No, you can say, that is wrong, mommy. That is wrong, sister. That's wrong, brother. But they are still your sister and brothers. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The people can still be your friends. Are you guys here? He said, no, stands in the path of what? Sinners. Meaning, if you want to walk in the blessing, and we're not just talking about money here. Because anytime we talk about blessing, the first thing that comes to our mind is money. It's wrong. Money is not all to the blessing. Money is a byproduct of even the blessing. It's one of the things the blessing can produce. Byproduct of the blessing. The Bible said, the blessing make it rich. The blessing make it rich. Meaning money is one of the things that the blessing can what? Produce. The blessing can produce healing. Can produce sound health. Are you listening to me? Hey, am I in church this evening? The blessing can produce all beautiful things. The Bible says a good man from the good treasure of his heart bets for what? Good things. Are you guys listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. He said, "Not sit." He said, "Not." Firstly, he said, "Not stands in the path of sinners." If God said, "Don't stand in the path of sinners," don't stand. Not sit in the seat of the scornful. If God said, "Don't sit in the seat of the scornful," mockers, people that have nothing to say but mock other people, talk down other people. God knows why He's saying, "Don't sit there." That same demonic presence that is causing them to walk like that, talk like that, will come upon you soon. The Bible says Saul only sat amidst prophets and he began to prophesy. If you sit amidst liars, you begin to prophet lie. If you sit amidst comfort people that always mock people, you start mocking people yourself. I gave this analogy one time. I've been saying it some sort of. I said God is not foolish. If He tells you don't sit in the path of wrong people, don't be there. Imagine that you have a very good friend and one other of her friends before or his friends before feels like this your present friend has a bad character. Maybe a liar or maybe a cheat or maybe a wicked person or maybe a greedy person. Take for instance, and you were like, But I'm friends with this person. The person is not greedy. Now, imagine one day, the person acts in a way that you suspect that the person is greedy. Meanwhile, the person has a track record of being faithful to you and helpful to you. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And it got to you. Do you know the devil remind you of what you heard yesterday about that person? That's what the Bible meant for when it says, the words of the wicked wait in search for blood. If you hear the words of the wicked, the Bible says, don't stand in their path. If you stand in their path, you coincidentally hear their words. If you claim that you did not hear it, you will think you didn't really hear it. A time will come when there is blood, when there is a court, when there is an offense. That's what I'm trying to say. That word you heard that you thought you did not hear will resurrect. So the Bible said, if you want to walk in the blessing, do not walk, stand in the path of sinners. If news makes you feel tense so much, stop watching news. Are you listening to me? Every time you are hearing how Naira is depreciating, and it makes you feel how poor you are, you feel poor, you feel bad, stop watching the news. You have this friend that always joke about poverty. Run away from that friend. I mean, how can you joke to you enter poverty? See, I go to church the other day. I hear pastor, they say, I can never be broke. You man, you can't shout, you can never be broke. You be like, say, pastor, no, no, you. You are in poverty. You will need to ever get money. Some friends can be like that. They say, who can borrow me 2K? You now mistakenly do your hand like this. Your friend say, Jesus Christ, you have 2K. Imagine you come to church without asking for transfer for some department. And as you enter church, your friend say, hey, you know, call me today. You get transport today. Now, wow, end time. Don't be there. Are you listening to me? I saw Pastor Peter, he made a post. I'm not functional on WhatsApp, but I'm watching on WhatsApp. He made a post that, and I think somebody borrowed money from him. I don't know. But I saw him shouting on WhatsApp. You know, when somebody posts, you can tell whether the person is shouting or not. I was laughing when I was looking at the post. This, some of you wake up. He says, he's a bad character. He was direct. So he did not greet anybody, good morning, good evening. He was just direct. So you can't just wake up. If you wake up, no advice. It's just straight to the point. If you wake up and you need something, and the next option is to WhatsApp somebody and say, can you borrow me? You have a bad character. You can never go far with that character. I just started laughing. It's indeed a bad character. There are some people, they've not even made effort, they will start borrowing. In fact, some used to forget they have money before they remember. Don't do something. Say, I bet if you borrow, oh, he blessed, I get money. Okay, it's okay. Because they are already used to borrowing. Borrowing is a bad character. You know, some people are even consoled with the fact that they have somebody they can borrow from. It's not like they have money. The reason why they are happy is because they know that there's somebody that has money who is close to them. Not because they have money. Just like elections. If they say a thief man wants to become president now, the whole thief nation may stand up. Hey, he must become. He must become. Or Yoruba. Or, do you understand? Like the last election, you see what was happening in Lagos. If you go there, you are not voting APC. Oh my God. There are some locations that if they see your this thing, they say anything, they will even beat you. There are some, they broke their head, blah, blah, blah. Because they felt like when the person become president, he will not be packing money and sharing for all the tribe. Now, everybody, eye has opened. greed is a spirit. You know, when this, can I have that mic I used last week? Let me have it. It's season, so I'm very comfortable with it. When the last, before the last administration came into office, I heard some comments. Some people said, the social man already has money, and when he comes into power, he wouldn't steal no money because he already has a lot of money. And that was their consolation. And I was laughing. They don't know that greed is a spirit. No matter the money you have, you rather hide it in Sokaway and go and steal again. It's a spirit. Greedy people don't know how to stop being greedy. They don't even know why they are greedy. The spirit has entered them.
Greedy people don't even know why they are greedy. You know, there are some of us sitting here. You know yourself. Before they ask you, you don't have. Am I communicating? Alright, they just replied me. Before they ask you, you don't have. How many of you understand what I'm saying? All of you answer me. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You always don't have. I don't get to. In fact, there's a way your friend will be nice. You'll not be saying, I don't get money. The way they do nice like this. I don't have money. It's a spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. So don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Those who always have bad things to talk about other people. They never say nice things about other people. Only bad things. The guy knows how to sing, oh, but a blessing I womanize I be. The way in ID. He go like woman. But now then it's a busy person. Run away from such people. You know, some people don't want anybody to look fine if he's spiritual. If they look fine, they are womanizers. How can you be spiritual in the cave of Adullam and have time to carve your hair? That's not even all. You now have waves. Coily hair. Why? You are in the cave of Adullam and you bap two step as a young boy. Or you shave the size of your hair. One time I heard it's something about GCMI. They say all of them used to leave hair. They used to have coily hair. That's my problem with the church. So your problem with the church is that I'm raising people that have coily hair. Their hair is always shining. What are they doing that one for? Why? For Jesus. Some of them don't want you to even put perfume if you are born again. You think this teaching is not deep? It's deep, oh, please follow me. I will still hit the nail on the head. Follow me. Because there are a lot of Christians who smell. And they think it's a sign of spirituality. They don't have time for their body because they want to make heaven. I like the silence. You all listen to me. Am I disappointing you this Tuesday? Pastor, this is not what we came to hear. Listen. Are you here? Now, when I say look good, I don't mean be foolish. You know what I mean by that? Some, they don't even invest in themselves so much. They just like to put on things because of what people will say about them. You see a young lady with a hair of 150 and a phone of 500 with a brain of 2,500. If you even say what is Newton's third law of motion, they don't know. In fact, tell them define government, they will not be able to define it. But phone, 500,000. Week, 250,000. Brain, 2.5. That's being wicked to yourself already.
You are wicked. You have not entered church yet. You are being wicked to yourself as a human being. This is the kind of person now a man will marry and put in the house, will raise children. Whether we like it or not, women have more influence on children than men. We can't deny the fact. Most of you here are closer to your mothers than your fathers. Somebody told me, why is it that ladies don't like to be close to their fathers? Their mothers. They are rather closer to their fathers. I said, because the mothers know the mistake they made, so they don't want the ladies to make it. So they will run to their fathers that don't know all those kind of little errors. That's why I say a girl child is love. They love fathers more. But I'll just leave her. The mother will say, if I see you with that, I'll break your head. And of course, the boat's influence over them makes them really perfect. Are we together? Glory to God forevermore. Then secondly, you are in a church. Very direct. I'll be very direct. And the church has things they need to do. And you claim you love the Lord. And the only affirmation that you love the Lord is that you come and sing songs, love songs to God. How many of you seated here, if you are in a relationship with a young man, and all he does is sing love song for you? All he ever does, he sing. Now, there's no rice in the kitchen. And he wakes up in the morning, and he begins to sing, "You are the treasure that I seek. You were close to me, yet I did not know," right? Am I singing it well? "The love that I know, and yes, whatever, yet I could not see it. When he closes his eye, what will you do?" You will slap him and say, "Open your eye." Will you be excited as a young lady that there is nothing in the house and you are singing love song? In fact, you start telling me your mates in their place of work, you are here singing love song. You are failed. You are a finished man. That's how some people are to God. They come to church on Sunday. And you hear something like, "I'm in love with Jesus. He's in love with me. I'm in love." When it's time for offering, like looking for leather. Someone say, I'm alone with Jesus. So pastor, you know, sometimes when you talk like this as a pastor, they'll say you like money. It's a bit factual. It's not about liking money. This is fact. It happens. There are responsibility in church you are not doing. And immediately you leave service. That week, you go and order hair from Lagos. 250. If Benjamin Michael who you, and in the realm of the spirit, your head is showing, like you are crying, God is seeing your head in the spirit realm. "I'm in love with Jesus." Oh, come on. You know, I was speaking to some ladies, they came for counseling, and they want to get married. I'm not trying to mock them for no reason. It's been a while now. A year, 2 years, some sort of. And when I looked at them, I saw that they were misbehaving. So I wonder how they had the impetus. It's like they didn't hear that I'm a prophet. And they wanted to come and see me with lies. Now, they truly wanted help, but they were still lying. "The man of God, we don't know what is happening in our life. Blah, 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 blah. We are 31, 31. I'm not married. Men are coming. They are not serious." And people always speak ill about us. Something they had a lot of complaints. Some even say, one of them says it's a charm. One of their uncles is the charm for them. And I looked at her vividly. I saw into the spirit. She was doing hookup. Codedly. It was not loud. So she does it for a season and stop. So as I looked at her, I wanted to ignore it. Because you see, you are sitting before me and you needed help. So I don't know how to tell you, "Hey, you, stop talking. You are doing. So as I was trying to round up talking with them, telling them God will bring a man, they should just be faithful to God, the Lord says, say it. I said, but see, can I talk to you people? Let me be real. Can I be real? I am a prophet before a teacher. I started explaining my CV to them. I said, so when people come to me, I used to see things. I saw something. You may not like what I'm about to say. In fact, I say one of them should go out. I say, you, I don't know if your friend does the same thing, but you are doing hookup, seasonal hookup. Like you do it. And she said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, now, why do you think God should give you to any man that is serious? I say, imagine me. I told her, imagine me now. I've been serving God all my life. I've never misbehaved by God's special grace. And I'm not trying to say if you had misbehaved, you are useless. I said, I am telling God, give me a woman that will help me serve you better and fulfill ministry. And you are doing hookup. And God now say, hey, come and become. It's not like you have repented. You are still in it. If you are repented, it's different. And God said, you are Pastor Simon's wife. I said, don't you think God is wicked? Imagine, after we marry, 1 week later, you say you want to travel to Lagos. And one of my friends see you entering my hotel. And do video. And I ask you, where are you now? You say, no, you are in a church. You are in a church. Will I not close down my ministry and leave this country? I say, God, what have you done to me? So I was just giving her literal examples, and I said, this is not how God works. There are people like that. This is not how God works. And I said that you have to totally repent. Repent. Repent from your sin. I remember I was talking to a lady, she said her mother was the one that pushed her into it. I will never forget. I said, how? She said, the mother is always telling her to bring 50,000, 100,000. Where will she get the money from? And when she complains, the mother will tell her, your mates are giving their mothers more than that amount. She said, that's how she started. Because indirectly, the mother was telling her, go into that life. And she went into it. And I said to her, I said, your mother is a route through which God brought you to this end. Your mother is not your Lord. I said, cut off if she will not allow you have peace. Cut off for a season. Bible says, when you lose anything in this world, you gain it a hundredfold. For my sake, that's what God said. It's the truth. My father can never make me be turned into a thief. My mother can never make me be turned into a wicked person. You can't teach me to be wicked. You can't, because I know the Lord. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hey, are you listening to me? Being very realistic, if you like, say anything about 2025. If these things are your character, you will never see a manifestation. Like, I mean, you are greedy to the Lord, you will never see a manifestation. Be very factual. Are you listening to me? He must own your heart totally. Totally. I mean, you want 2025 to be beautiful. Check your life vividly. Pause it, check yourself a lot of times to see if you are in the faith. Check yourself. Are you respectful to leadership in the house of the Lord? Or are you a trouble, a bone in the neck in any department that you find yourself? Are you committed to God in a local church? How many of you have ever gone into heaven and come back? None of us. You went to heaven, you used to navigate heaven. No. How do you tell? What can you relate with God's kingdom upon the face of the earth? The local church. If the church has added two people, if the kingdom has added two people, citizens to ourselves, how would you know? If your church added two people that are born again, you can tell. Because two people became part of your church, two people are added to what? The kingdom. So this is how you can test what is happening in the kingdom. In other words, if you are walking fervently in your church, that's how you are adding up to God's kingdom. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You can't go to heaven and go and be washing plates or ironing God's clothes. So how unserious you are with your local church is how unserious you are with the kingdom of God. Meanwhile, he has said, seek first my word. Seek first my word. That doesn't mean pray very well alone. He says, seek first my kingdom. You are a prayer warrior, but you have a bad character. And you know, some people think it doesn't matter. I have a walk with God. It does not matter what they think about me. What do you mean by that? Who thinks about you? You have a bad character, you don't want to solve it, and you are saying it doesn't matter what people think about you. You know, some people think they have the scripture, one week God is majority. Oh, I hope you also know that in the Bible said, in the company of multitudes, how did he put it in the book of Proverbs? In the multitude of counsel, there is wisdom. You know, many times when people say this one have bad character, you may actually have that bad character. Are you listening to me? Very important. Check your heart. Check yourself. Something is happening to the Nigerian church. It is happening small, small. We have been eating those rubbish. We are seeing the thing capsize. Because whatever is God, he knows that. It is time bound. It will end. Something happening. You are seeing some of them literally. You are seeing VDM have carried some of the matters on his end. You are seeing them. You know, I'm tempted to say some things about that guy, but I will never say it because some of you may misunderstand me. What did the prophet say? I remember the time he caught one fake prophet. Oh my goodness, I wish I could give him a handshake. He made my season, not my day. But I will not say that I like him. At that time, I pray I like him forever. But you see, the point is this, that somebody who is an unbeliever is the one that had the impetus to speak against something that is wrong. Somebody who is an unbeliever. The other time, a prophet in what was it, Delta or where, that did worry, did deliverance, and two women opened their bum in church. Their buttocks. Not men. Oh. And he was saying, Holy Ghost, our Holy Ghost will move on bum. There's no way Holy Ghost will move. He's on bum. He was pushing the Holy Spirit on them. A nincompoop. And people couldn't talk. I wish the VDM carried that matter too. You know my pain? You know, you people have literally heard me say some things so haphazardly. Let me say it more clear. Do you know why I've never stand up and speak against Abel Damina? If you observe me, you will not know where my I'm standing. Say, prophet, are you for this or you know I'm keeping quiet? He needs to be speaking. Some things need to change. Even though I don't agree with everything he's saying. That man came. See, whatever started from that man, whether it's the Holy Spirit or any spirit. It was timely. I tell you, if that man was never speaking, you see this man, in fact, it was from his mouth I heard that somebody did miracle impartation with Bombom before I saw the video with my two Kurokuru eye. When it comes to the issue of doctrine, emotion is useless. When somebody says Jesus is a king and you believe Jesus is a prophet, come and prove your own. Don't insult the other person. Emotion is useless when it comes to the issue of doctrine. That's why all of you must be strong in scriptures. Very strong. Understand the word of God for yourself. Not just a church goer. A time will come, people will ask you questions that will throw you out of the faith if you are not careful. A time will come. People are gaining intelligence. I tell you, the average Christians in this our country, if you go to the US and meet some of these scientists and they ask you, little boys, ask you certain question, you may just say, I think I'm your fan. I believe in you and your ways. Paul speaking to Timothy, he didn't say do miracles to show yourself approved. What did he say? Study. Miracles have its own place. Miracles steers the heart of somebody to listen to the word of God. It is the word of God that changes people, not miracles. Miracle can steer your heart. I mean, you see a miracle, you're like, wow. Then you give a listening ear. But miracles don't change people. They just make you wow. And they open your heart. It gets your heart positioned to listen. What if you don't have anything to truly say that can change people after a miracle? They are still the same way. And of course, that's why I always emphasize as a preacher, trust God for the miraculous. Trust God for the miraculous. Meanwhile, study like Paul told Timothy to show yourself what? Approved unto God. Are you listening to me? The other time I was watching, I didn't have the peace to share it at that time. You know, that's why I've been silent. I don't just say things because they're on social media. But I couldn't believe when I heard a pastor said some things about prosperity. I'm not against prosperity, I'm for prosperity. To the point that the pastor said money problem was what led Jesus to the cross. I was aback. Money problem was what led Jesus to the cross. I just started laughing and kept my phone down. Money problem. That's a shame. You should be scared for your life after saying such a thing. Money problem was what took Jesus. So what do you actually mean? Is it that the disciples were broke? Or what? What has brought Nigeria to this point in our life now, in our journey, is money problem, right? The person who is our president today had money problem before he became president. If that man was never president in his life, he would never be broke. But after becoming president, see where we are. So, did he have money problem before we came to this point? He's the heart. Judas did not... He saw a lot of money. Judas didn't lack money. There was money everywhere. He had access to money. It was the state of his heart. He was greedy. And when they say somebody is greedy, it doesn't mean the person is poor. You can have a lot of money and still be greedy. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. So it can never be money problem. With all of the many things they said, I was just not excited listening to those kind of teachings. Where are we going to? You know, it's as if people are coming to church to have money. The goal of coming to church is not to have money. As a Christian, you should be rich, but that's not the goal of coming to church. Being rich is one of the products of being a Christian. But it's not a goal of being a Christian. Well, you know, the way we preach, the kind of confession, declaration we make it look as if everybody in church is coming for one thing, to use God to get money. If it's like that, why do other nations need Christianity? Why do they need it? There are some countries that the average person there is doing very well. So why do they need Jesus? In fact, if you go there, what will you preach as gospel? You go to Australia now, Canada, and say, don't worry, your season will come and you rise. Rise where? Where are they rising to? You know why the gospel makes a lot of sense to us? Because we feel we have not risen. That's why most of us are japparing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You know, we're celebrating Trump till they say people, he started deporting some people. So everybody now says like he's an antichrist. I heard one news, I hope it's true, that he said he wants every Nigerians especially to be doing everything in Nigeria. Medical care, everything in Nigeria. If it happens, I'll be very excited. Imagine the hospital Tinubu goes to. Everybody will go and be reporting sick in the hospital because the gadget will be 100%. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? If Trump can achieve only that one, it's okay. You know, it's so funny that we have come to a point because of what we are suffering in this country that breakthrough is visa declaration. I declare your visa will be approved. People say, amen. You hear me? We almost tear the beauty. Where are we running to? You know, you can't really blame the people. The problem is too much. So in the name of that demon, that devil that is stopping your visa, let God talk to it. Faragata, I declare now, it's approved. Amen, 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 amen. They can hit your name. Amen, oh, amen. In fact, some are with it in church. As man of God is preaching, that's it. Amen, oh, raise it. Amen. Those days I was in church in Kaduna, they used to put application, photocopy under the altar. We'll be clean, we'll just open, we'll just sit. But under the rock, we just see visa application plating. The man of God said, just leave it, leave it. They are praying to go, to fly. Leave it. They'll just come and look for a way. If there's no pastor, they'll shoot it. Let pastor be matching it every time. You understand? So that the anointing will just be climbing the distance. They don't know that. They are using pastor's head in style. It's so funny. The gospel that always wanted to rise, not rise into glory. You will rise. You will rise. You will rise. And of course, why would the people not shout amen? Because they've not risen. It's all about money, 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 money. That is why you see it's hard sometimes for a man of God to say the truth. With everything happening in Nigeria, most men of God in Abuja can open their mouths and say, you president, if you don't stop what you are doing, Paul says the Lord. Because if you do it, they close your church the next day. They just put. But imagine Elijah with headquarters in ABG. Imagine the man called Elijah that the king doesn't want to even set his eye on him. Go and read about Prophet Elijah. You know, sometimes when some people start to say the man of God is talking too much, you are talking too much. What if they close your church? Which one is, what is church? Is church building? Are you here tonight? Your end is not money. Your belly is not your God. Your end is not what?
Money.
Your belly is not your what? Very important. We've been hitting this in, especially for the singing ministry. You see the disgrace happening on the internet now. The big shame. Me, I'm not for anybody. I'm just watching the drama. I'm being amazed. I have never watched any drama like this one in my life before. Anyone they say, I'll just be passing. This one, I don't know what got me interested in it. Because I've probably been speaking against this thing. Money, money, money. Money. Everything. Money. Money in church. Money. Money. You just start singing before you know you have created a team to start talking about price. You see them struggling to release this track just so that they can get to that point, they'll start putting price on everything. I will never forget what my friend told me in Abuja. He invited one of these popular guys. The guy said they should send 900,000 and book his flight. He, very stubborn man of God, young like me, he then said, we will book your flight to come. When you come, we will give you the money. Now, in his heart, he wanted the guy to come, then he will preach to the guy. And when he's done preaching to the guy, he will give him transport to go back home. That was what he had with honorarium, the one he wants to give to the guy, maybe like 200,000. So he said, come, don't worry, we'll give you. It's not 800,000. I don't know how the guy picked it in his spirit too. Maybe somebody gave him the information about the guy. He said, no, I'm not moving an inch. I see the money. When they struggled on the phone, he now said, see, you have to repent or you will die. He told him, he said, you have to repent or you will perish. He said, do you know you're already in hell? You are deceiving plenty of people. Liar, fake worshiper, false. He started insulting on the phone. He said, anywhere you see me, run. Because I will come and meet you and say you are false. Who can ever believe that the church will come to a point that two people in church are going to court to drag money? If it was happening in the world, there would have been no problem. I don't know who is truthful, who is not truthful. I don't care. The end has not come out. So I don't know who is right and who is wrong. I'm not standing for anybody. But the fact that we can go to court and the whole nation is watching us is a big shame. a very fat, big shape. Because you see, if you observe the Christendom, some people don't want to be serious. You see, some people, they do ministry to a point, they just leave schooling. They leave pursuing career. In the name of their gospel singers. In the name of their preachers. In the name of their working in the ministry. So somebody is being diligent, learning all the programming language. You feel God has called you and you will not need those things. There's one time I told them, we'll never invite somebody to this church again. I told him. The guy came and was, before he started singing, he said, I want to tell you, God has been faithful to me. I've graduated so years. Till now, I've not seen my certificate, but see my life. I told him, I said, we're not inviting this guy to this church again. The next Sunday, I came and I countered that statement. I said, go to school. You don't even know the degree, the class of degree he left. Or if it's BSU that said, we are not even giving you because you don't deserve a class of degree. And I'm not saying that your class of degree determines how far you go in life. But there are people whose destiny are tied to their degree. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? God has destined you to be a good engineer. He wants to use you in that field. And somebody is telling you that your certificate doesn't matter. You start looking down on your certificate. You are not serious in school again. Then probably the reason why you are thinking ministry as a second option is because you are failing the first option. Why will you not do falsehood into ministry, inside ministry? You must do falsehood. Are you listening to me tonight? When we talk about Christianity, do Christianity the real way. Don't be haphazard in doing Christianity. What is not right is not right. I was almost an 80s. I feel semi-80s before God captured me. I always used to say it. I didn't buy into a lot of ideologies because they didn't make sense to me logically. My parents were devoted Catholics. Devoted. My dad was training catechists in the military arm of the Catholic Church. It was that serious. But I never found any interest in their practices. Because it didn't make sense to me. I'm not trying to insult wherever I came from or etc. But I was listening to them, reading it, calculating it logically. And it was not making any sense to me. So I decided not to follow. I gave you an instance here one time during the fastings. I even used to eat and clean my mouth with sand. Until I began to listen to the word of God from a man of God called Prophet Kobus van Rensburg. And it was making so much sense to me. That's when I decided to be a Christian. I wanted to know why things are the way they are. I don't just want to wake up and you tell me somebody is the queen of heaven. For why is she the queen of heaven? You don't even know why. Somebody is the king of... I was not interested in all of those things. Like a preacher, I think is it a reverend father, I think recently they asked him a question. Some of you would have seen the video. They said there's one mediator between God and man, which is Christ Jesus. Why do people call Mary the mediator? He said some things are not in the Bible, but it's understandable. It's not in the Bible, but it's understandable. That's the point we have come to now. That we can just understand, even though it's not in the Bible. Who is seat of wisdom? You call somebody the seat of wisdom. You call somebody the cause of your joy. Then when we talk, you say, nah, today talk. You that you are keeping quiet, you will go to hell if you are not careful. It's the truth. Go and check the Bible. Jesus spoke. He told the Pharisees, you are wrong. In the Feast of Living Waters, why do I pouring the waters in the temple? He came. He said, I am the living water. Stop pouring on the ground. Every of their feasts, at every of their feasts, he will go and tell them that the feast point to me. Check your Bible. Go and check where Jesus said, I'm the living water. Go and check how the feast is being celebrated. They'll go to the temple, they'll just fetch water and be pouring on the temple. It'll be dry ground. Just be pouring and they'll be celebrating God as living water. When Jesus came, he said, that's not how it's supposed to be working. All of those things are pointing to me. It was in that feast he declared that he was the living water. Go and check. He ended all of the feast making sure they all point to him. Why did the Holy Spirit have to come at Pentecost to end gathering in Jerusalem? Because worship now will not be done on Jerusalem mountain or anywhere. It should be done where? In the spirit. So from that day the Holy Ghost came upon them, nobody needs to travel to Jerusalem to go and worship. You can be in your bedroom worshiping God. And you have to be bold, because some people are stubborn. They made up their mind, they will not receive the truth. Go back to 1 Timothy. See what the Bible said. Paul was addressing a matter. He said some people, their conscience have been smeared like as if it like iron has effect on something. You know when you carry iron and just rub on something, the way it just melts. See, that's how some people's conscience are. They will not want to accept the truth. If you are not bold and standing with the truth, you will never prevail with such individuals. Go back there. Next part of scripture, very fast. It says, but we know that the law is good, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead. We have done this before. It's not made for the righteous person, etc. Go ahead. Now, go back to verse 10. Let me see something at the tail. Alright, go ahead. According to the glorious gospel of our blessed Jesus, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead. Let me start reading from here. We're close to it. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, Paul speaking, a persecutor, an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it, what? Ignorantly. In what? Unbelief. Alright? Self-explanatory, isn't it? Next part of scripture. And the grace of our Lord was what? With what? Which are in what? Next part of scripture. This is a what? And a what? That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am what? Next part of scripture. However, for this reason I obtain what? That in me first Christ Jesus show all long suffering as a what? Next part of scripture. There's something I'm looking for. Next part of scripture. Alright, let me just check it up. I think we are close, but my faith is not strong. Okay, it's in 1 Timothy. Let me see verse 19 first. Give me verse 19 and 20. Then we'll go to 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. If you look at verse 19, it said, having faith, let me see the rendition they used here. Alright, having faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected concerning the faith and have what? Suffered shipwreck. Next part of scripture. You see Paul mentioning him. Of whom are what? And what? Whom I what? That he may what? So you see Paul mentioning name, because it was too much. When it becomes too much, you mention name. Are we together? And you see, Paul said he delivered to Satan. Paul didn't mean that he carried them like this and go and give Satan. Say Satan destroyed them. What Paul meant is this. He tried all his possible best to save these guys, but they wouldn't hear. Rather, they haven't taken advantage of how much lenient Paul was and were trying to even deceive another people. They're deceiving more people. So Paul said, drive them away. For me to lose many because of me trying to pursue these two, it's better for me to just lose these two. People get what I'm trying to say? And keep the many. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Now give me 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Now the Spirit especially says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirit and doctrines of demons. Next part of scripture. Speaking lies and what? Having their own conscience seared. What? Seared with a hot iron. Many don't have conscience. They can say anything they want to say. How can somebody look at you and tell you that what Bible said is true, but them too, they just created their own doctrine? And you are cool. Why do you think they have that power? Who has that authority on it? To tell you that Bible said there's one mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ. And yet he will tell you, but it's understandable. We just added our own. Are you listening to me? Not just that, but to everything that is called falsehood. You know, I was telling you people here, and I told my wife again in the house. I said, I am answerable to my generation, the people God has given me to pastor, and my children that I will have, I've started having already. They will ask me questions tomorrow. One time, I heard a statement made by a man of God, and somebody wanted to test my loyalty to the man of God. And he said, Pastor Simon, there was a certain man of God that said, Richard, are you in this service? He's not sure. You are sure? You have not slept. Yeah. You have not slept today. Last night. Why? You are praying. You are walking. Yeah. Don't sleep, eh? In service. You pay for the sleep in the night. It's not service that will pay for that sleep you missed. Where was I? Alright, they wanted to test my loyalty because they know I love the man. The man said something like this. I thought it was a joke. Me too, I heard it. He said, masturbation is not a sin. So when he said it, the news went everywhere. Wah! So me, I started looking for all the videos that he said. Because I've heard one video many years ago, but that's not how he said it. He was trying to explain the concept of sin. So I now looked for the video and I saw him saying masturbation is not a sin. And I listened to the video very deep. Very deep. Why did I go very deep? Somebody says it's not necessary. Now he has already said it. Why did you have to go deep? Let me tell you why. While I was listening, he was like, I think Pastor Emma was there one of the days I played it in my house. He said, if you go to buy bread and you eat the bread, you that are eating the bread, you are not the one, even though you sold the bread, you are not the one. So I want to Pastor Emma, do you understand what is happening? I said, me too, I don't understand. But there's something I can pick from there now. Sometimes when philosophy is so much, and all of you have to learn this. Have you ever been in an exam where they say, what is a noun? And you said, a noun? A noun. A noun. Now, now. That's the first class today, you know. But what is a noun? A noun is a name. Hey! Meanwhile, you were answering something like mobility of adverbial. You know that? Mobility of adverbial. You know that, right? Huh? Hallelujah. What is an adverb? Let me show you how useless our educational system is. What's an adverb? Choir? Do justice to it. The world is watching you. This is TGC. Online, offline. Tehillah Gospel Choir. Give me the definition of an adverb. Savior. TGC Savior. Come. You know, some of you are not allowed to speak into this mic because you disgrace our church. So, come. What's an adverb?
A word used to describe a verb.
A verb? It's only a verb?
Or another adverb?
Or another adverb?
Word used to describe or qualify. To tell more about.
Not just verb, noun, group of words, phrase, any other thing that kind of describes it very well. Like fearfully, isn't it? So you may see yourself that you know what they call mobility of adverbial. Mobility simply means that word fearfully can work in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end, isn't it? fearfully a boy kicked a ball. A boy kicked a ball fearfully. The boy fearfully kicked a ball. So everywhere the word fearfully works very well. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's called, now you explain that very well. Oh. Then I say, what is it now? You say, hey. So me, I felt like, I'm not giving a right answer. I'm assuming my own. I felt like that was what was wrong there. And you know my consolation. Listen to my consolation. My consolation is this. It's a man of God I've followed over the years and I've observed something with him. That I can always come back and say, I was wrong. That was my consolation. I never justified that that word, masturbation is not a sin, is true. Forever, it is wrong. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? Very important. Because that can cause many people to walk. Maybe, you know, I told my wife, I said, maybe he does not know what they call masturbation. Because this sin is more with the young people. Maybe he didn't, maybe when they explained it, it sounded normal. But maybe I said, I didn't call one young person that has suffered from it before. Let him go and explain to you that, Pastor, sir, masturbation, this is what it means. You should explain it in a gargajia way. Then you should understand. Because that statement alone can cause many people to begin to err. Millions of people listen to him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And you can tell it's a sin because imaginations are in your mind. You are not married and you are masturbating. You are married, masturbating. In fact, why would you be masturbating if you are married? You have a wife. You have a husband. Isn't it? But science says, we're dealing with a case not too long, that the man was married, yet he was masturbating. Married, yet masturbating. Meaning the thing has become so part of him that even though he has a wife, the wife does not pleasure him rather than masturbation. It's dangerous. As I'm explaining it now, I'm not telling you to be scared. But I'm trying to show you how dangerous that act can be. It can destroy your home. Are you all listening to me? It's wrong. And forever, it is wrong. Somebody now says to me, one time I was teaching a young man, he said, Pastor, how do you help wrong thoughts? Because they are almost inevitable. I said, yes, you can. I said, you can't stop. Because while we're growing up in biology, of course, we did one of our favorite subjects, part of biology. Everybody liked it, right? What was it? Want to go? Huh? See how all of you said it. In that class, teacher will laugh, student will laugh, even the dullest student will understand. Isn't it? Remember one of the things they spoke about there, puberty. Can you remember? Can you remember puberty? And I said a word to the leaders. I said, to marry a virgin is not what guarantees a good marriage. And everybody was looking at me strangely. I said, yeah. And I'm not saying that go and start looking for ladies who are not virgins because you want to have a good marriage. I was just telling them that there's a possibility that being a virgin, you can be stupid or foolish as a virgin. There are virgins who have gone to hell in their imagination. They live in hell. If they talk, you run out of this world. Because in their mind, they've traveled everywhere. Are you listening to me? Meanwhile, the Bible had taught us in 2 Corinthians 5 and 16 that we can subject every thought and imagination that seems to want to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ. Listen, how I started touching this part of Christianity, the knowledge of God, is this. Many years ago, while we were growing up, I had this friend. He's in Jos today. He sent a book. He had a book he was introduced to. Something, I can't remember the topic. It's like something like the beauty of sex or something. I can't remember. Purity of sex, yes. So, he started reading the book. And he started getting some wisdom. One day we're coming back from a prayer. In the prayer, listen to what happened. While we're praying, we're 9 of us. We bump into an angelic manifestation that 2, 3, 4 people were seeing angels literally. I was not part of it, so I can't boast about it. I remember my friend was shouting, same, 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 same. I thought I did not see anything. You know, 1, 2 of them. That literally, I can't explain how that thing happened. Literally, we did our hands like this and oil was flowing. Yes, literally, some of us were seeing smoke rise from the ground. We had manifestations like that. Now, it happens to me sometimes, but it cannot be a doctrine for everybody. Are we together? We had such a blessed time. And while we're coming back home, the thing that came out from that guy's mouth was, Pastor, he calls me Pastor. Have you heard? Do you know that sex is from God? Now, what he said, is he bad? No. I turned to him, I said, Kana Okani, meaning, are you crazy in Hausa? He now laughed and said, God created sex. I said, God? It's not like I don't believe he's God, but I didn't like the way he said it. I said, do you know that sex is beautiful? I said, stop it! Then he started laughing and running away from me. Then when I calmed down, and I said, Pastor Simon, see, calm down. That is why many people have been subjected to the sin of sexual immorality, because they have a wrong view of sex. Firstly, you must understand that sex is not from the devil. Want to go? Everybody say it. Want to go? It is not Satan that created sex. But Satan has used sex more than God who created sex to destroy lives. Such that you are in a relationship. In fact, that's why some people started a relationship. That's why you have to be careful as ladies. A guy comes and says, I love you, I love you. He doesn't know what is the influence that is happening to him. He cannot even explain some of them. Some of them, they just look at you, look at your figure 8, and begin to imagine things in the clouds. And when they imagine how they have carried you and rolled you and throw you up and down, then now comes and says, I love you. You may go and fall foolishly. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You ask a man, why do you love me? He say, I don't know, I don't know. See, there's a reason why you can love somebody. This thing of I don't know is useless. There's a reason. I know I love Mama T. Because she's my helpmeet. That simply means when you see who God wants you to marry, when you see the traces in her life, how supportive she can be to the call of God upon your life, it should spur you to love the person. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You can't just sit there and say, I don't know, I don't know. You have to know. Are you listening to me? Some people, they have chosen partners wrongly in the flesh. That's why sometimes when I hear ladies, they say, why do you want to marry? They say, because of his chest. Because I pity your statement. You think you have sex all the days of your life? That from the marriage night, it's going to be sex all through, all through. You know, sometimes when I hear Christian ladies especially talk, I'm surprised. Those days were growing up, there was an article that was posted in one of our group. It was a sister that posted it. She said, God forbid that the day I decide to get married on my wedding night, then the trumpet will blow. And many ladies in the group started writing, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. So I was just laughing. I was like, I mean, this is why people want to get married. Somehow the secret thought of their heart has been revealed. I would have not known until I heard many, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid. That means many of them don't even know why they really want to get married. I learned this from elderly people. I went to a man many years ago. I said, sir, what is the one quality? In fact, when I went to the man, let me tell you the story. The man just looked at me and said, Simon, what is your tribe? I said, my tribe. He just said, sit down. He just went straight to marriage. I came to ask him something about marriage. He went straight to marriage. He said, the first man of God that did wonders in this state, he called the name. He said, but the man could not last long because he married wrongly. I was there to ask questions on marriage. He said, then the second one, so mighty, men like Bishop Oyedepo learned from him. From this day, I said, from this day, he said, yes. He called the name. I wouldn't call the name. He said, but the wife and the ministry ended in shambles. He said, and the third one, we can't truly tell what is the causal organism, what is the problem. But he made a statement that was striking and suspicious before he died. He said, if I die, take my wife back to her father and let my assistant rule the ministry. He said, so we suspected that the wife. Men are like even Babalola, you know, Apostle Babalola, had serious issues with the wife. Very spiritual men. Are you listening to me? So when I heard plenty stories like that, in fact, one guy came and scared me. He said, prophets always marry wrongly. He said, prophet, they always marry wrongly. So Simon, be very careful. You are a prophet. The tendency to marry wrongly, car. So I had to go and pray, and I God told me that was rubbish. But I had to go and ask. When he finished, and I said, what is your question? I said, sir, you have answered all my questions. He said, okay, fine boy. Be careful who you choose to marry. Oh, God. I just went back. That time I have not made a choice. I was praying in tongues. God told me it's not by all those ones. He said, just be working. Just be doing ministry. Forget about your wife. That's why I always teach you like that. Just be doing ministry. Some of you go and carry two women you like. You like two girls in church. You like the way they behave. Then you carry them to the secret place. Lord, is he Agatha or Kira? Agatha or Kira? Then as you are praying, you're but at the end, as I wanted to stop, I keep that tone towards my direction and smile. Then as she's talking, she just turned. So I said, oh my God, don't die. Father, I thank you. I hope as you know that as you are saying those things, Satan too is hearing you. He will arrange her well. Those days we were growing up, a lady said, there were ladies, she was more like, she was already living like a mama. You know, there are some Christian ladies that are mama already. You people know those kind of people, right? You are in church, but you are calling somebody mama. So the mama anointing is upon her life. So she has a lot of ladies around her. They are already practicing the mamahood. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I was so close with this lady to an extent. We were in the world together. Alright? How I became close to this lady was that one time in school, I bet. I was doing bets very well in terms of football. See, I did bets in every area. Let me put it like that. And I was good with betting. If I bet, Kai, I hardly used to lose. That I was born again when I was going to church. I heard Bible. My guy said, let me Papilo be that. I said, Papilo, come now. How far? Now just two times you gonna go. I was moving. I said, in the name of Jesus, I will not bet. I said, let me just do this thing. So that I'll have a lot of offering. I was encouraging the Holy Spirit. I bet, even with my Bible. I kept Bible and I bet. I did it very well. Especially with football. And sometimes we still say we are timing that thing. Common key. I did all those things. So, one of my guys that knew that I knew how to bet, now bought one alcohol because I was never taking alcohol. And I was never smoking. So they bought one and they said, they had a plan, five of them. I was a sixth person. We went to drink, we went to cool off in Mami Market, close to Indy Staff School. And I took malt. Everybody took Star. And they were not happy with me. I didn't know they were not happy. The first problem was that they paid all their money and they left me to pay my own money. So while I was going, the woman touched me and said, you have not paid for your malt. I said, but our friend gave money for everybody. Then when I was looking at them, they were all going. They were not looking at the back. I now knew what happened. So I paid the money. So I became angry. So they now planned to really deal with me that day. Because we're playing football together. And they wanted everybody to be the same. You know, a smoker wants everybody to smoke. A drunkard wants everybody. If you say, I want to drink in a bar, the way everybody will run to you and buy one for you, even if it's bashy, you'll be so shocked. But just say, I want to eat agbo, they'll all leave you there. So these guys bought one drink and brought it to me and said, if I will drink it, they'll give me $1,000. It started with one of them. I said, $1,000? You think I will not finish it because I don't used to drink? They said, you cannot. So I tasted it. It was sweet. I don't know the name of that drink. Calypso, yes. Kai, this person. It was so sweet. When it was sweet, I started drinking it shasha before we entered our gate because we were military men there. I drank it, I just threw the bottle. I just entered the gate. I was normal, walking normal. Then after a while, they now said, this thing will finish me, it's alcohol. They now showed me the content of alcohol. I said, Jesus Christ, why do people do like this? With the 1,000 in my pocket. Then I said, if I want it not to affect me, I should enter under the sun. And stand under the sun for 30 minutes. It will not affect me. I didn't know that they were just using my head. I entered the sun and I stood for 30 minutes. My eyes started rolling. To the point, it was a terrible day. See, it was one of the most terrible days in my life. When my eyes started rolling, I started moving like this. With my school uniform. Then as I entered one, because I couldn't go to the class, I now saw people smoking in one room, dark room, boys. That was the first day I ever entered that room in my life, in the school. There's an uncompleted building that had rooms, but we had the keys. As they were smoking, one John gave me the Igbo. He said, Shark now, my guy. And I collected it. I dragged it small. I was not in the clouds. I was in a realm. There's a woman I know, she'll say a realm. I didn't know where I was, but I was somewhere. That was the first day in my life I ever did something like that. I was in the realm. I was disappointed in myself, but I could not help myself. I knew there was a problem, but I could not help myself. So I now got angry. I started brushing my... I'll glue for water, told somebody to go and buy me clothes up. Inside this thing, they brought it. I was brushing and was doing like this. So as I was going to the class, a good friend of mine, maybe he's watching, he's a Muslim, Ismail, we read together. When he saw me moving, he just ran and bought yogurt. He started insulting me and I was like, why would you allow this boy to mess you up, blah, 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 blah. So as I had drinking yogurt, my eyes were getting clear, small, but it was not so clear. Then at the end of the class, end of school, they now called one lady for me. There were two they called. They called the first one and now promised her heaven and earth. I said, you are so beautiful, you know, I've been observing you in this school for a while. And I want something to happen with us. She said, me? I said, yeah, what do you take me for? You think I'm lying? No, you've never spoken to me. This is the first time. I said, because I was waiting for this time, you know. So I want you to take me serious. Right? What's your number? She wrote her number. I said, I'll call you, right? Take my number, save it. Call me when you get home. They were in SS2. They then called another one for me again. They were just calling. The second one, instead of me to promise again and collect number, Nan told her I want us to start a relationship. So when she came, and her elder sister was in our class. So the elder sister was so mad at me. But it was under the influence of another thing. I told her, you know, you're so beautiful. Say yes. I said, do you like me? She said, yes. I said, I want us to start a relationship right away. We'll go home together. Wait for me at the front of the school gates. When I finish, we'll go together. Are you here? Say yes. She waited for me with a big yes at the front of school gates. That's how I started a relationship under the influence of alcohol. When it just finished, and I said, hey, I did not know. I'm not in a relationship with you. She now said, no, we must be in a relationship. This is the story of my life. That's one of the biggest problems I had as a child. That lady started coming to our house. Satan, my mother, started calling her our wife just to get to me. She would come to where I'm playing football and be waiting for me to finish playing football. I said, God, which wahala as alcohol? It was a terrible experience. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how, you know, I was telling a story. I was trying to explain something, isn't it? What was I trying to explain? Let me see if you remember. What? You people just like, okay, mama, yeah, kind of wonderful lady. You are a great woman. Amen? So she now became born again because of me. True life story. She followed me to church when I became born again. She became born again. The same person fathering me at that time started fathering her. She was now reporting me to the person that I'm breaking. And I told him the story. He now started laughing. So he told her to forget about me. She refused to forget. Inside the born again, that our mind is supposed to be transformed, our own was not getting transformed. Satan, she gathered ladies. She was like a mama. Because she had money, and she gathered ladies. And they did impious because they threw dice, wrote names on paper. I heard all the story. Threw it. She now picked Simon. They pick other people. She picked Simon. She now said, she told the Lord because a problem happened. I'm not trying to mock her. She's enjoying her life wherever she is today. Blessed with kids. But I remember a problem occurred. They called me to come and counsel this lady because she wouldn't get married to nobody. Let me show you how this affection thing can be very strong. Obsession, be affection, whatsoever it is. So they called me to come and counsel because she really listens to me. And when I came, I didn't even know the mother knew that the lady liked me. But the mother kept quiet like she didn't know. Paid for my transfer that I came. Like a geo, you know, a papa entered the house. Although the mother respects me very well, but she knew the lady had something for me. Then to her room, the mother said I should get into her room. She wouldn't talk to anybody. I was like, how are you? I called her name. They said you are getting married. Don't you know you are getting old? You should get married. She refused to answer. I spoke. I said, there is no problem God wouldn't solve. Say the problem. She said, if I say this problem, can you bear it? I said, yeah. Why not? God can do all things, and I can do all things through Christ. Now, this was like 3 years later after I've left Kaduna. So I felt like that children thing. That's the children thing now. Was gone. Because I was not even talking to her. Then she said, you are the reason I won't get married. I said, me, I'm the reason. Moi. You won't get married? She said, yes. I said, why? She said, because it's you that I want to marry. I said, hey. I will never forget. My eyes were like this. I said, it's me that I want to marry. And I told her, after 3 years of no communication, it's me you want to marry. She said, yes. I said, I'm not your husband. Oh, please, I beg you in the name of God. I'm not your husband. Please. And I'm leaving this house first thing tomorrow morning. I left first thing in the morning back to Benue. She was so obsessed. Don't speak it. Now, those things are jargons. And it happens in religious circles very well. Are you listening to me? It happens. Some of you are in church. You are timing somebody. This message is for you. Forget. You are timing somebody. There's somebody you have put on your timetable or timeline. This is my husband. This is my wife. As long as I'm a prophet over this church. See, you can keep on building relationship. When it's time to strike, you will be the ones that will be stricken. I promise you. As long as God is alive, He will make sure you don't marry wrongly. I hope you know God can set a stumbling block in Zion. That you have built a relationship for years for it to scatter under 2 minutes. If I were you, don't waste your emotion. Be sure before you start committing yourself to any unnecessary talking every day. Some of you are on WhatsApp talking to yourself. You are Christian, oh, say revival. You can't really invite people for church. Even this service, you do not invite anybody. But if you finish service now, you will talk till 1 a.m. You see how you are wasting your life. Help meet and help her. Instead of doing what God wants them to do, they are destroying themselves. Not even communicating that I brought 10 persons. So how many did you bring? What did you eat? You smile so nice today. You smell so nice. You wear nice clothes today. Blah, blah, blah. Those are foolish things. Am I saying we'll not marry in church? No. We're going to get married. But God's time is the best. The Bible says, do not stir up love until you so desire. Else that love will kill you. I've dealt with issues in this church. There are people that fell in love. Even me, I dragged them. They refused to stand up in this church. I dragged them. Stand up from that love. Stand up. They say, no. Here I die. I've seen people. Stop wasting your time. See, this is one of the best advice I've given some of you. You are there liking somebody. Liking, you are not in the DM of the person because you are in GCMI Global. You have entered the person's DM. Hi, I'm so person from the choir. You are wasting your time. I'm the shepherd. See, you will see who will win. You can be playing your card. We will see who will win. I'm the shepherd of this church. These are my sheep. All of you are my sheep. You cannot corner any sheep in this church. It's like some of them don't know that what I'm saying, we have done it before. Should we do a talk show on this? We have done it before. See all of them here at the front. You know why they are shouting? We have catched them. Ah, this is pastors. They were one student one time. And I saw Pepe. The day to they saw Pepe. Relationship breaks in 10 minutes. It started and broke in 10 minutes. It's just I agree. Break. Hey, I just discovered something. Break it now. Caught in the act. You, come here. What are you doing? Let me see your phone. Asking somebody out. A new soul. That we say follow. Hi. I've been disgraced. I now call the soul. I apologize to the soul. I say sorry for that foolish person. That's not how our church is. When I apologize to the soul, I say he will come and apologize too. He, after asking, went and apologized. And I cut communication and gave another person to follow up. Because there was no capacity to follow up. Some people don't know how to follow fine girls and fine boys. They'll just fall in love. That's why you need to be trained. Now you guys get what I'm trying to say. There are some people that have left the call of God in their life because of a man and a woman. I have seen it. There was a certain brother in this church before. A lady just came to church like this. Bam! He said the day he set his eye on the lady, God told him that's his wife. I said, then Iska. You are an Iska. It cannot happen in this church. He said, the day the woman entered, as he just saw the Lord, said, Thus says the Lord, that's your wife. Put up a bunch of. In this church, in my church, you want to come and be showcasing foolishness. If you like, say, I heard the voice of God like a thunder. Me, I heard it like a dove. You will not enter that relationship. Because we must be, see, we are the ones accountable for these people's life. So a woman will say, what church are you going to Glory Carriers Ministry? Okay, let me get the number of your pastor. They call me. Ah, pastor, my child is attending your church on campus. Yes, ma. Ah, pastor, please, I have left that child for you. You think that's an easy statement? Do you know how many parents have left their children for me in this place? Then you are not carrying that child they left to me inside relationship. You are carrying her to where she doesn't know. When they make mistake, can you bear those mistakes? You think it's just you are entering relationship, you don't even know where you are going to. That is why Miles Monroe said, when the purpose of a thing is not know what is happening, what's going to happen? Abuse is what? Inevitable. You enter a relationship, all you know is kiss, touch, touch, sex. Because you don't even know the purpose of relationship. You don't know the purpose. So wait. You know, you will not believe us when we say wait. You think fire is burning, you should get married. You get married. I promise all of you. All of you want to get married, isn't it? When you get married, when you finish whatever was in your head, then the Lord will say, I have focus, continue. If you don't know where you are going to, you'll be now, that relationship will become useless. You say, wait till they do here. The lady will say, wait till they do here too. Where will they go? Some of you will wake up disappointed after your wedding night. Where am I? So what are we? What are we going to do? Because you are not purpose inclined, destiny inclined. You are not thinking destiny. Quote me anywhere. If purpose is not the foundation of any relationship, it will crash. It will crash. Are you listening to me? Very important. It will crash. You know, some people will think we are saying rubbish. And that's one painful thing with Satan. When we are making sense, Satan will make you think we are saying rubbish. Like I started with the scripture in Psalms. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. That we are raising people in church. Do you know Satan is there capacitating people, making them to come and give you some kind of counsel? He said, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of... That Satan is bringing his folks. He's speaking through many people. They say you must marry a man that think like you. Your father, was he thinking like your mother? Blah, blah. Is that the kind of home you want to have? Let's be sincere. Some of us are not proud of the kind of home we came out from. It's the truth. Just that everybody likes to cover up. Let's be quite sincere. This thing is forever. You can't gamble it. Nobody knows anybody. Only God knows everybody. Nobody knows everybody. You think you know courage? God knows courage more than you. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. If it's not the privilege of the prophetic, how will we even pick other people? I know that they are whatever. You can't just look at somebody and say, that's my husband. Calm down. The worst of all is that you see a man with kaftan and he just decides he's doing well because he's working in a federal government job. Don't be foolish. There are men who don't have federal government job. They are far better. A man earning 50,000 and a man earning 100,000. If this one with 50 is righteous, it's not 100,000 that should make you go and choose a man. Except you are a lazy lady that don't know where you're going to. If not, you can multiply that 50 with that man. A woman that is a true helpmate, as she's seen the 50, she knows how that money can be multiplied. Are you all listening to me? Don't be deceived. There are many ladies, especially, I've said it before here, because ladies have become that victim more than even men. Many ladies who have left the call of God because of a man to marry. At a certain age, there's pressure from society, societal pressure. Hey, you are 28, 29, 30. Where is your husband? And you are serving God, faithfully serving. You have heard all the prophecies God has said about you. We wrote them down. God said, God told me all. You remember all those prayers at 25 that you were doing? God told you plenty things. All of a sudden at 29, you forget all the prophecy because of a man to marry. The man you are seeing is not going to in any way help you fulfill that prophecy. You are seeing it obviously. That's not the direction of his life. But because of societal pressure, you bow. There's a time that passed when we begin to speak. Alright? See what the Bible said in the book of Timothy. He said, in, I think 4, where we just left, 1 and 2. He said, in the last days, he said, many will give heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of what? Demons. If I ask you now, what are seducing spirits and doctrines of demons? How would you know? I know you'll be stating the obvious. When a man says he should commit fornication, you must be stating the obvious. What if somebody tells you that God does not give a wife? God does not give a husband? That's a demonic doctrine. When we are taught that we can hear God, you think God cannot give you a man and a woman to marry? And you can hear God? They teach you to hear God, talk to God. And that God that you can hear and talk to cannot tell you who to marry? Some people begin to do calculation. If God can tell you to marry, how does he talk? How will he tell us? With plenty billion ladies in this world. Look at how you are. How did he talk to you and only you heard? Some can stand up and say, God told me 2 years ago. How did he spoke only you heard? Then you think it's a problem that he can tell you who to marry. That's not a big deal with God. You are finding it hard to believe that God gives a wife because you don't have intimacy with the Holy Spirit. You don't know how to hear him. That's why I find it difficult. He gives. And if God gives you a man and a woman, you're going to have a beautiful life. It's the truth. You know all these junk systematic activities we have all there that they're saying women are the ones that keep the house. All those things are in existence because of the fall of man. If men understand their place, there will be no ministry like that. Women are not the ones that keep homes. Men are the ones that keep homes. It is when you marry wrongly that you become the homekeeper. A woman was not designed to be a prayer warrior and a man just be living his life. Never. God designed a man to be the head of the house. That's why he must marry a man that God can rule through him. He rule you through him. Let me put it like that. You look at the man, where is spirituality? If God tells me I should not go there through this man, will I hear? Based on what I'm seeing, is this somebody that can command me to do this, do that? That's how you think as a lady. Because if you marry wrongly, if they say don't come to GCMI, we can never tell you to come. We will tell you bye-bye. Because the Bible says he is the head of the home. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He's the head. The Bible also said, do not go to the church with your hair uncovered. Meaning, don't even go to church without the permission of your husband. So if you marry wrongly, you're on your own. Now, let me conclude with this. Imagine you are married to that man you want to be married to. Imagine you have all the beautiful kids and you are in Namibia or Kenya or Sudan or US or what's that one they like? Dubai. Imagine you are having all the beautiful life and finally you die. What is the essence of your life? That you married the man of your dreams? Is that a goal? God will say, let me test your work and bring your work. Say, Lord, I married the man of my dream. What is the man of your dream? He has beard. He has six packs. He has chest and pink lips. And God will say, oh, my daughter, you did well. I'm proud of you. Is that what God will say? That you say, you show God your children. See the children I produced for you. I was fruitful, I multiply. Is that what you tell God? Nothing gives satisfaction except Jesus. How many of you can remember when you didn't have the phone of your dreams? Can you remember? When you didn't have the phone of your dreams? Remember when you had the phone of your dreams? How many of you remember when you were trusting God for 9 million? Unilag have not started writing exam. If they start writing exam, it will enter 10 million. You know what the guy is trying to say? That during exam period, people are spiritual. Go to BSU now and go to hostel. You see prayer. Those that don't go to church are joining prayer groups now. Till next semester. In fact, result has not come back. They've gone back to their life. There was a time you prayed to pass WAEC. You passed. I remember that night. Some of you remember the night. As you just saw the credit, you just thought, hey! You could not eat for 2 days because they say WAEC result was out. You're having running stomach. You had failed mass before, D. And now, it's coming. You're just looking at mass. You're looking at mass. You just see credit. You just kneel down. Father, Lord, I thank you. You thank the Lord. You give him praise. Like a video I watched, plane crash wanted to happen. They were now playing songs and begging God. Begging God. As the plane, they said everywhere is clear. The pilot said, we want to land. They now play another one. Raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up. That was the celebration. They prayed to God as they want to land now. It's raise up, raise up, raise up, raise up. Like some that will come to church and do, God give us Christian homes. Homes where the Bible is read and taught. Then we'll go to reception. Even your bae, get a bae. Even your boo, get a boo. And you are dancing. Even my boo, get a boo. Then when the manifestation happens, you are shocked. Is that what you dance to? No respect for God. I've gone to several weddings. They know me. If I don't hear one thing, you know I'm not there again. You turn. Where's, if you like, call my name 20 times, I'm in my house. I will not stay. There was one time I borrowed somebody's speaker on campus. They were not playing worldly song. I now send them that night to go and carry the speaker. They went and disconnected and removed our speaker. How can two-faced song come out from our church speaker? They disconnected it. And I slept. I said, God, thank you for disconnecting the speaker. Are you all here? So you're going to have everything. I'm saying, that's what I'm trying to say before I close. You have everything. If you have everything, how many billion do you want to have? Somebody just raise your hand. Tell me how many billion you want to have in this world. Billion dollars. Just tell me. Anybody? How many billion do you want to have? Tell me. $700 billion. Hey! Who taught you money like this? Elon Musk have not reached that one. She says $700 million. Hey! If you have it, Pastor Benson, who quits military? It's money that took him there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Listen, imagine he has $700 million. I know if they share that money for all of us in church today, some people will say, I need to do something at the house. They may even leave church. It's the truth. But imagine we all have like $50 million here. Just calm down, think. Do you know what $1 million is? Huh? Let's do a calculation for you. What is the rate of dollar to naira now is how much? Huh? Just Google it for me, somebody. What is currently $1 million is what? Huh? $1 million is 1.6 billion. You know what 1.6 billion is? Huh? Should I tell you? It's 100 million in 16 places. Jugaba Likara Zekotoro Riatash. Now imagine you have $50 million and you are looking at it in your bank account. Meaning there is nothing that you want to buy that you will not almost buy. Somebody just said, Jesus. That's faith, because he imagined it. You know, as I was saying, some people are not imagining anything. But he imagined, that's why I said, Jesus. Because the thing down on him, he captured it. That's the spirit of faith. And you have it, don't worry, yeah? Do you know if you get to that point now, you'll now be saying, what is it? What next? What next? Any woman, if you are foolish, any woman you want, you can get her. Except the ones that are born again and full of the Holy Ghost in church. Any country you want to go to, you go. In fact, you just tell them, get me visa. I have $750 million in my account. They will be working the visa for you. The airline will be working the visa for you. They'll be coming to your house to ask you, sir, we want to interview you. Are you ready? Please give us a time and a date. Now, if you have all of this money, I want to end service now. Listen, Solomon is the closest person that had this money. Till today, they say he's the richest man that ever lived. After King, before King Akkad or something. Alright? Solomon is the richest man that ever lived. With all the money Solomon had. Amen? See one of the things he said at the end. Vanity upon all his word. It's not because money is bad. Listen to what he did. Solomon had how many hundred wives? Those days, if you have money, you marry wives to show you have money. My grandfather had like 10 wives. He lived up to 120 years. He had over, because he had money. They say he was strong, he used to farm, he had money. And he was just having wives. Solomon had 700 wives. And how many concubines? 300 concubines. That means Solomon had everything he wanted. He wanted all the sex he wanted in this world, he had it. All the women he wanted, all the curves and edges he wanted, he had it in different types. From different continents, he had it. Are you people listening to me? I want to show you what, if some of you are thinking in this line that money is your God, I want to show you what your senior brother had done. And at the end of everything, see what the firstborn of that realm did. Before I end, Solomon had all the money, had all the women, had all the, and he had all the land, all the kind of alcohol, Don Simon, Don Edward, all he had. At the end of his life, look the kind of riches he had. The Bible said vanity upon vanity. All is vanity. Why? He lived his life anyhow because of money. What am I trying to say? So, how can you leave Jesus because of money? How can you leave destiny for money? How can you choose a man, a woman, over destiny? Anything for money? How can you make that mistake? That you can leave God and his work, the path he has put you in, because of somebody out there, because of some money? That's the greatest mistake you can ever make in life. And how you will know that you will make that mistake, like Solomon, is from now. Bible said, he that is faithful in little is faithful in plenty. You can vet yourself from now. When you sit down with the little you have, what is priority in your heart? Who is number one in your heart? That's how you can start telling. If you think like this, you will understand why most of you have not entered into the blessing. It's not a joke. This is where I'll end. You understand. Making it hard for God. The Bible said in Colossians 2 and 10, it said you are complete in Christ, not lacking what? But in James 4, he said, look at what he said in James 4. His last scripture. A good preacher ends how many times? This is the last one, I promise you. In the name of Jesus, this is the last one. James 1:4. I know you are disappointed in me. I've been saying last one since. But let patience. Now, what did you just read in Colossians 2:10? Please, briefly again. Everyone read in Colossians 2:10. One, two, go. And you are complete in him. Who is what? So you are complete in him, right? This is nature. Now, I want to go to nurture. James 1:4. See it carefully. But let what? Have is what? That you may be what? And what? Lacking. In other words, you are complete in Christ, not lacking anything, but God is seeing some bad tendencies, bad characters. Then he's not allowing some of the promise he has said concerning your life find manifestation. So he expects you to take a fruit of the Spirit because the Spirit is working in you. What is that fruit of the Spirit? It's called patience. He said, allow patience. Be comfortable. If you are patient, you sit and say, Holy Ghost, work on me. That's what patience means. You're like, Lord, I will wait upon you. I don't mind waiting. You know that song? I don't mind waiting. You sit down, Lord. Well, that's the fruit of it. That's what we call patience. Then when he's working on you, he said, allow patience have its perfect work. He said, but let patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete. He has said you are complete. But he had seen something that calls for attention. So it's like, I want to work with something in you, courage. I know this, I know that, but what I'm seeing in you, I need to remove something. But you have to take this fruit of the Spirit called patience, and that will allow you to sit down. Because when I'm done, what I've said for you in Colossians 2:10 will become your reality. Are you people here tonight? Pastor Simon, who have been saying many things for several years, I've not seen a manifestation. Let patience have its full course. Patience is not, I watch God do it. Patience is sit with the Holy Spirit. Patience is in the morning 1 hour. That's what we call patience. Patience is, oh, the Lord is my shepherd. Patience is Romans 2, Romans 5. Read it. That's patience. Patience is, God, I want to buy this. What are you saying about it? Patience is, Lord, this man said I should marry him. What are you saying about it? That's what we call patience. Else, if you live your life the way you lived in 2024, not hearing the Holy Spirit, not having a walk with Him, it will still be zero. Are you all listening to me tonight? Did you get what I just explained to you? Spirituality is not this haphazard. No, 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 no. See to the Holy Ghost. Let Him talk to you. Let Him explain things to you. There are some personal revelations you need to hear from Him. Are you hearing me tonight? Some instructions He needs to tell you. He knows when you are greedy. He knows some of us that are greedy. He will tell you to give. That's the way to come out from greed. He will tell you, carry your 5,000. Go to Brother Susan and so go and give it to him. I told you how God killed greed from me. And bitterness. I will quarrel with somebody in church. It's their fault. I come back home. They pay me my salary from teaching. He will tell me to take an amount, buy something and go and give the brother. I will go to the house, give the person. The person will say, thank you for your seed. God bless you. You will still bless me. I'll come back feeling pain, but I grew. That's why today, if you like, come and tell me report they say about me, I will still laugh and tell you don't listen to them. I even warn you, don't go there again, because I'm not moved. Are you here, people of God? That's how to enjoy 2025. Hallelujah to Jesus. Bow your heads and pray. Thank the Lord for His word. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. We give you all the praise. Thank you for the beauty of your word. Go ahead and thank the Lord for his word. And thank him for how that you begin to live in everything you have heard tonight. Go ahead. Go ahead and pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.